This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Nā mai, haere mai, kia ora, tēnā koe, Free FM 89.0, independent community media. This is Cosmopolitan News and Views. Mainly fine with afternoon cloudy periods, light winds, afternoon south easterlies. And for tomorrow, fine apart from some evening cloud and south easterlies. Sunset this evening at 5:18 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:13 a.m. In Hamilton at the moment, we are sitting on 17 degrees and expected overnight low of 4 degrees. So winter is just around the corner, so stay warm. What's on my mind? The opinion is mine. History on May 17, 2026. New Zealand Hit Parade, History and Song, May 17, 2024. World Politics with Gary Schofield, Ship Movements with Dwayne Porter, and Trevor's Talk before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, there's a few things on my mind this Sunday afternoon. First up, why isn't your kid at school? Weekdays, they're meant to be at school by law. What's preventing them go to school? When I was at Cambridge High, you had to have a pretty good reason you weren't at school, whether you were sick, etc., etc. You had to bring a note to school. But, and of course, the teacher, like mine, had the class register, so it was register time in the morning. You had to say yes sir or yes mum, and of course there was little notes, pieces of paper which said, hey, why is he absent? But I'm noticing on the streets, McDonald's etc., that there are kids on the street with their parents. They should be at school. That's why David Seymour is chasing them. Talking about David Seymour, he's had a biff this week and last week with RNZ. He says their news coverage is biased. If he wants biased, Mr. Seymour, go and have a look at GB News in Britain. It is so biased. It is staffed by a former Conservative MP, Jacob Rees-Mogg. Even Nigel Farage has a show, and Nigel himself has made big news in the news because he's won seats in Scotland's Parliament, but he's also up for fraud. It seems that's a few million dollars are missing, Mr. Farage, for Reform UK. So, but coming back to New Zealand, David Seymour's been having a go at RNZ. I don't think their news is biased. And some of our MPs are finding it hard to get through to people. And Winston Peters has his favourites when it comes to the media. It is very hard to talk to Winston Peters, and I know it is because I've had that chance. So that's my thoughts for this week. 137205, May 17, 2026. 1833 in Paihia, Northland. Māori welcome the new resident, James Busby. This day, 1291, Scottish nobles recognise the rule and authority of Edward I, known to the Scots as Longshanks. 1946, Scottish singer, songwriter, and the UK's answer to Bob Dylan. Was born in Glasgow. He's 79 today.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility.
And it was this day in 2012, singer-songwriter Donna Summer died. It was this day in 1964 that Bob Dylan debuts in London.
And walk down before you call him a man. How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonball?
And it was this day, 1973, the Watergate hearings are televised on television. Of course, in 1962, burglar George Wilder escapes from prison, beginning 65 days on the road. He was in New Zealand, of course, and it wasn't the first escape. He escaped from prison in Taranaki and Mount Eden Prison. He became so famous that they even recorded a song, and it's done by the Harold Morrison Quartet and Jerry Marito.
Underneath the armchair, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the armchair, on cobblestone high. When it's fine, underneath the arches, George Wilder might get a wife.
There is a wild New Zealand boy, George Wilder is his name. He robs the rich to help himself. Conversion is his game. He breaks and enters any house. To him this brings great joy. And that is how he got his name, the Wild New Zealand Boy. After many years of petty crime, young George was sent to serve. And on his way to jail by rail, he showed courageous nerve. It seemed his one ambition was policemen to annoy. And from the speeding train he leapt
this program to bring you an urgent request from the police department. You better come home, Mr. George Wilder, to your man in jail. You can stay away forever, cause we're hot up on your trail. Come on home to your cellmates, for we know you miss them all. But put a hottie in a stretcher and meet a letter on the wall. Must be the George Wilder, why don't you come home? Mr. George Wilder, please don't leave me all alone. Hey, senor, this George, he made the police a wilder and a wilder, I think.
For weeks, the Johns, they hounded George, so tired he came a cropper. He rushed into an old wash house and didn't see the copper. They took him back to jail once more, his ego to destroy. So back to breaking rocks he went, the wild New Zealand aboard. Just 6 or 7 months went by, George was a restless man. With Mattich and 2 Maori blokes went missing from the can. And George, who never missed a trick, used Mattich as his decoy. They captured everyone except the wild New Zealand boy.
Calling all cows, calling all cows. Here we go again, fellas. That bugger George is out. You better come home, Speedy George Wilder. Take them out to catch you, they turn and start a fighting us. My Speedy George Wilder, where are you? Mr. George Wilder, he's gonna leave me all alone. Hey, senor, I have to go shopping for my mate George. He wants some fish and chips and toilet paper.
Just 6 more months to recapture George, the master of escape. In a bushman's hut down Taupo Way, overconfidence was his mistake. When asked if he had much to say to this, our George replied.
I let me wonder over there if the starry skies above, but don't offend me here. I let me wander, oh.
So back to greet the judge he went, the wild New Zealand boy. To all you folks who admire this man, there's one thing I must say. For every day he was at large, the bill we had to pay. Don't kid yourselves, the love's on us. George Wilder isn't coy, and he may always be that way, the wild New Zealand boy, the wild New
yeah, the Hal Morrison Quartet and George the Wilder. Oh, sorry about that. That was, of course, it was Underneath the Arches, George the Wilder Boy, Haere Haere Rahine. Yeah, the Hal Morrison Quartet. Moving on right now, New Zealand Hit Parade. Chartorg.nz, history and songs. Sad day in New Zealand rugby this day, May 17, 1924. Māori All Black, Northland halfback, Sid Going, dies at the age of 80. Debuted for the All Blacks in 1967. 29 tries, 44 points, including penalties. Yes, he did kick. President of the LDS Temple, the Temple View in Hamilton.
5 yards from the far corner flag, and Luke's to put this ball in for France. New Zealand ball. Trying to work it back. They get it up. Going, going, going again from one of these little backs. Going, second try. The second try, New Zealand four to control that ball.
The flash of black, the lightning pack, we're out to change the score. When the packs go down, we're gonna run that town. You'll know us by our roar.
Out to Stu Wilson. Wilson with a pace on Deegan. It's a beautiful pass to Robinson. Robinson puts it into the centre. Downfield goes Bolton, looking for the ball. Jumping for it is Batten. Knocked away from him. Stu Wilson kicks it across field. He's racing for the ball. He kicks it ahead. If it'll bounce kindly, it does. Wilson a try.
At 1 minute to one, Black Bolt and the Silver Ferns, give them a taste of Kiwi as we remember Sid Going, who died this day in 2024 at the age of 80. It is New Zealand Music Month, and there's been talk this week of what's going to replace the Auckland Harbour Bridge, a.k.a. the coat hanger. Well, back in the 50s, broadcaster, soldier, and Personality Square's host Les Andrews recorded a song about the coat hanger. Here we go.
To dedicate this song now to one of Auckland's great landmarks, which has been altered slightly recently, the coat hanger.
Down by the harbour bridge, I joined on the queue to pay out a toll before they let you shoot through. There's 50,000 every day at 10 cents a go.
That's when the traffic's going to be in real trouble. Still they will be arguing it's 10-1. Someone'll say scrap the harbour bridge. Well, let's have a Devonport tunnel. Click, girl, the toll gates. Click, click, click. Counting the cars as they shoot the room quick. The copper looks around, sees the traffic's being slowed, and he curses every broken down old bomb.
Yes, the late Les Andrews and Click, Go the Toll Gates. I'm still looking for the... I'm going to play the original version of that song. That's a remake. In 1984, they were even thinking of getting a tunnel between the North Shore and the CBD. Well, and I'm still talking about it. That's for Chris Bishop. It's 3 minutes past one. At 3 minutes past one, this is Cosmopolitan News and Views. Well, New Zealand Music Month... Remember Craig Scott from Dunedin, 1973.
Jojo is a wild young thing, puts her hand to anything, leader of the local city gang. Wears a pair of natural jeans, there ain't a place that she ain't been, holds her liquor like a drinking man. 'Cause when Jojo runs and the rest of us run, she's number one when I wanna have fun. When Jojo runs and the rest of us run, Jojo can give it to me. She's as skinny as a rake, sweet as icing on a cake, has a look that says she might say yes. Got a stack of 45s, loves to rock and stomp and jive. When it comes to loving, she's the best. 'Cause when Jojo runs and the rest of us run, she's number
Scott and a song called When Jojo Runs. In the 60s and 70s, we had a thing called the Golden Disc Award. And we all had these groups lining up to get Loxine Golden Disc Award. Here's one of the groups of the 70s.
Look at her walking. Everyone stops as she passes him by. Look at her talking. Everyone's turning their heads for a look from her eyes. Look at her moving. Think she stepped out of a dream. What am I gonna do if I'm to make her mine? Bide my time, 'cause she's so fine. Of
The sound of the Calculated Risk, and looking through the eyes of a beautiful girl. Time for a commercial break.
Rolling, 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 keep that freedom moving real free. Yeah. Rolling, 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 keep these wheels a rolling, right across the country real free.
I believe that is the voice of the late. I believe that is the voice of the late Bunny Walters. It's 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. Bit of what we loved back in the '60s. We had all these records that were funny. They were parodies, and here's one of them from the one and only Lewin Simon. If it does come up, let's try this. It's called A Maori Car from, it's a parody of West Side Story.
I like to be in a Maori car, plenty of speed in a Maori car, never get past in a Maori car, never come last in a Maori car. I've got a cobber, a tamapa, saved up and bought him a Maori car. It's a beaten and battered old crock, since he tuned it, it's off the clock, tick tock block.
Everyone goes in a Maori car, a popular guy with his Maori car. Girls pupil rides in a Maori car, won't go to find a Maori car.
He planed down the head and he ground the plugs. The filter was full of Maori bugs, and tied on the bonnet with number 8 wire, he pushed the starter at core on fire.
The talk of the town is a Maori car, come for miles to see a Maori car. McLaren and Brabham came from afar to go for a drive in a Maori car.
Everybody! La 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 la. Walking near or far, try hitching a ride in a Maori car. You'll get there much quicker, no matter how far, and soon you'll be by an Maori car.
I like to be in a Maori car, plenty of speed in a Maori car, never get past in a Maori car, never come last in a Maori car.
Maori Joker on the hilltop playing a flute, cooler than Goodman, boy he was beaut. And the thought that he thought in between each toot was tamata whaka tangi hanga ko wa 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 tamate a pokai whenua kita na tahu. Soon the Mary Sheila's come and gather round. Hitch up the pew-pew and sit on the ground. Men, they say, you'll send me, what's that new sound? And he says, tamata fokka tangi hanga ko wa 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 tamate a pokai fenewikit and a tahu. Then these Maori jokers meet another race. Along comes the pakeha with the whitewashed face. Hey, they say to the Maori, what you call this place? And they say, tamata fokka tangi hanga ko wa 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 tamate a pokai fenewikit and a tahu. Farm a station up in South Hawke's Bay. Get tired out with mustering every day, but never get as tired as I do when I say tamata fokka tangi hanga ko wa 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 tamata ya pokai whenua kita na tahu.
What's that, mate?
Oh, crikey. Tamata fokka tangi hanga ko wa 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 tamate a pokai whenua kita na tahu.
Yes, there is a place in New Zealand called that, and don't ask me to repeat it, what, but I can tell you that, of course, was the one and only Peter Cape, the late Peter Cape, here at Free FM 89.0. Talk about tongue twisters. Here's the late John Hoare Grinnell.
Well, I was hitching a ride on a winding Hokitikaro when along came a lorry with a high and canvas covered load.
If you're going to Hokitika, mate, with me you can ride.
So I jumped into the cabin and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, look, listen, mate, I've been every road in this here land. Cause I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man, I'm breathing, I've been there, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Kaharo, Whangaro, Akaro, Motowake, Taramo, Benmo, Pongaro, Hararika, Three, Waka, Wurima, Taka, Tika, Raka, Wanga, Hay, Nu, Haka, Wama, Haka, Pongaro, Hurawai, Kaka, Mokanui, Hokanui, Papanui, Wai, Nui, Matawai, Rangatai, Pikawai, I'm a guy, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my cheer, man, I've been everywhere. Woodville, Duggable, Lumsden, Katakati, Naseby, Cambridge, Potoroo, Mataro, Hastings, Tiki Tiki Tau, Rongahawkton, Nainai, Wataha, Hamilton, Poroporo, Taupo, Timaru, Amaru, Tihoi, Awanui, Whanganui, Pamanui, Latahui, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Featherston, Palmerston, Wollstone, Te Awamutu, Riverton, Queenstown, Picton, Ohuni, Mutu, Ward, Eddie Cord, Eddie Rotorua, Kaikura, Matamata, Rua, Kura, Ikamatua, Papakura, Waitakipu, Kakitara, Nakitikapata, Upara, Uguai, Matawana, Matsumana, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
No, come on, mate. Rotoki,
Marahuru, Taupiri, Makatu, Kaiburn, Salburn, Wedaburn, Mossburn, Washdike, Arapata, Paparoa, Ka, Pangateraha, Thames, Kiri Kiri, Kokona, Tapanui, Paranui, Tawanui, Otahuhu, Muratapa, Moskio, Wadafura, that's sure. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
No, come on, mate.
Kapitina, Waka, Unapu, Reparo, Tongariro, Tungawana, Murrumwick, Papamoa, Karatani, Oxford, Parihaka, Karatu, Colgate, White Cliffs, Ururi, Mamaku, Waimea, Waharoa, Dannyburg, Nahiri, Gordonton, Kingston, Oban, how you been? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man, across the desert fair, man, I've breathed the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been here, there, everywhere, I've been everywhere.
You can go too.
No, come on, Rob. Yeah, you know you got us out of the spot here, Ben. Thanks. No, I'm here. Where are you headed for?
Mate, I'm heading for Orewa up north.
Oh, way up there, right? Have you ever been to Tuakau?
Ah, yes, I've been down that far south.
Well, why Kikamuku?
I've heard of it, but
Carfield, Five Rivers, Frog Flat Junction.
That sounds interesting, but no.
But have you met any girls in Harihari?
Well, that could be telling.
Tangaparutu.
Yeah, the late John Hoare Grinnell. I've been everywhere, man. Another ad break.
Don't shed a tear in July this year, or cumbersome pounds and pence. this year, every clerk and cashier will be paying out dollars and cents. It's getting very near, it's almost here, the 10th of July this year.
I'd like to dedicate this song to one of Auckland's great landmarks, the coat hanger.
Down by the harbour bridge, Sir John Allen stands, watching the cars and the trucks and the vans. 30,000 every day at 1 and 6 a time. Lord, they'll make £1,000,000 before he's 99. Click, oh, the toll gates, click, click, click. Counting the cars as they shoot through quick. The copper looks around, sees the traffic's being slowed, and he curses every broken down old bomb on the road. It took 100 years or more to sling a bridge across, 'cause everybody reckoned it would be a dead loss. You won't get many people travelling to and from the shore, so instead of being an 8-lane job, they cut her down to 4. Click, go the toll gates, click, click, click. Counting the cars as they shoot through quick. The copper looks around, sees the traffic's being slowed, and he curses every broken down old bomb on the road. An overseas consultant was brought over here, went down to the bridge and he said it's very clear. You'll have no traffic jams if you make us 6 lanes wide, provided that you build another bridge alongside. Click, oh, the toll gates, click, click, click. Counting the cars as they shoot through quick. The copper looks around, sees the traffic's being slowed, and he curses every broken down old bomb on the road. In 1984, when our population's double, that's when the traffic's going to be in real trouble. Still they will be arguing, I better quit someone'll say, scrap the harbour bridge, let's have a Devonport tunnel. Click, go the toll gates, click, click, click. Counting the cars as they shoot through quick. The copper looks around, sees the traffic being slowed, and he curses every broken down old bomb on the road.
Yeah, the fabulous voice of the late Les Andrews. He was a broadcaster with 1YA and 1ZB, hosted the children's request session for years, and he was a singer. He was actually married to Sonia King, who was also a she was an NZBC personality in her own right, hosted shows on television. She's actually in Hamilton for Woman to Woman on 1XH. It's New Zealand Music Month. This is The Formula. Thank you. is New Zealand Music Month. Mr. Whippy, remember them? I forget what the tune they used to play for, but the tune after a while got boring. I think there's a few still Mr. Whippies around town at the moment. Saw one a few weeks ago around town. Mr. Whippy, that is the sound there from the one and only The Formula. Of course, they had a big hit with the song called Nature. This is New Zealand Music Month, and these are Larry's Rebels. Rebels at Free FM 89.0. We're remembering Sid Going today because he died this day back in 2024.
5 yards from the far corner flag, and Luke's to put this ball in for France. New Zealand ball. Trying to work it back. They get it up going, going, and going again from one of these little dots.
Down.
3 FM 89.0, independent community media, cosmopolitan news and views. That is Honeydew, and that is a band, I think they call themselves The Challenge, and they go back to long, long ago. It is 1:30. Well, broadcasters, we've been talking about broadcasters today. Les Andrews, 1ZB and 1YA, he was in the Kiwi concert party, etc., etc. There's one guy, he was brought up on the west coast of the South Island. He was a commentator, he worked in radio for the NZBC, did Olympics and Commonwealth Games. His name was Rion Murtha. One of his greatest moments came in 1981. Listen to this.
Three lengths further back to Quiet Wind, False Regal, Idlemite. 10 lengths back to Trio. They were followed home by Glen Moria. And last in Superior Chance, they won't stop clapping this side of next week.
Yeah, that is Rion Murphy, still alive. Yes, his son is also in broadcasting, one of the great New Zealanders, Rion Murtha. He was given life membership of both Canterbury Racing Club and also Addington. So, yeah, well received was the great Rion Murtha, and caught so many New Zealand Cups. Well, things have been happening during the week. We've been talking, and we're going to talk about Trevor when he arrives this afternoon. Guess what? It was released this week that the Hamilton City Council is $1 billion. Yes, $1 billion. You take $1 million and add a few zeros on the end. And, yeah, $1 billion in debt. I believe Trevor will have something to say about that before the afternoon is out. And we'll come in with Mel shortly. Go to the BBC and a breaking story. A charity has called for a wider rollout of meningitis vaccines after a teenage boy in Oxfordshire died after contracting the disease. Lewis Walters, a sixth form pupil, died earlier this week. Two pupils, one from Reading Blue Coat School and another from another school, High Down Secondary School, are also being treated for meningitis, a very serious disease, Mel.
Yes, it's serious. Something else, a subject that arises because of the film that was put before the public in the Lido Cinema yesterday. More than 100 people sit in the dark, the cinema screen reflecting light on their expectant faces. We come, perhaps with the idea to understand better the Palestinian problem, to know how a territory such as this, beside the Mediterranean Sea, full of fish and lapped by the warm, wet winds of winter, should not by now be the fertile, productive soil that sustained Palestinians in biblical times. We meet Fatima on the phone, her beauty captured on camera, close up. Her eyes express sadness. She thinks her eyes are green. Others describe them as being brown. Her voice is calm, controlled, as it conveys her reality in Gaza City. There's no other place she can go. It's all she's known since childhood. No one doubts the sincerity of her smile. Perhaps there are no more tears. Close relatives have perished around her. There's a family that settled close to each other long ago. From above Gaza, a constant thrum of small engines from a blue sky. It's wrong, really, to fly such evil things in a perfectly blue sky. They call them drones, tallying dozens, then hundreds, and maybe thousands of victims in the cities of Palestine. Civilians in this war are resigned to suffering, their fate in the hands of strangers, politicians. The film is one of the saddest imaginable. It's real. The phone link sending that image out catches the last moments in the life of a teenager, then a young woman, who wanted nothing more than to live a normal life. And that's not how it is in Gaza Strip. There's a film coming that is also being brought for our information to our community to be better informed through the auspices of the Fangaroa Palestine Solidarity Movement. And this film is called Gaza Nippers, Hope Amid Devastation. And that's going to be at the Raglan Old School Arts Centre on Wednesday, March the 20th, screening at 7 p.m. The film presented by Fangaroa Palestine Solidarity. Might be worthwhile for anyone who wants to understand the depth of what's being suffered by the children and vulnerable adults.
Yeah, I haven't been to Raglan for a long time, but if you need to go out there, take the bus out there, the double-decker. It must be great for the boys and girls on the double-decker bus from school, from Boys High, going, travelling by bus in the evening out to Raglan as the sun comes down and sitting back there in the double-decker bus. FM 89.0 in the middle of New Zealand Music Month. And that particular song came out way back in 1969. And I think it was called I'm Good For You. It has a band called The Troubled Mind. Time for an ad break. Time for a coffee.
Percolating round and round, coffee beans freshly ground. Percolating round and round, coffee beans freshly ground.
Old mill coffee freshly ground. Percolating round and round. Follow your nose, the coffee's on. With old mill coffee, you can't go wrong.
With old mill coffee, you can't go wrong.
FM 89.0 Independent Community Media on a Sunday afternoon, and that was from 1969, and hope you enjoyed that particular song as we move on with a bit more New Zealand music. It is New Zealand Music Month. We won't be having any sounds of No Gary. So I think we've got a guest online. Mel, who are we speaking to?
The one and only Gary Schofield. Gary, you study the weather vanes, or by some means deduce what's likely to happen in the future. Usually you get it right. You say no, but it sounds like it's pretty accurate summaries of the situation in the world that I've seen. So what would you choose to report today?
Well, just looking at the current situation, and the most important thing has been the meeting between President Xi and Trump. And, of course, with that entanglement in Iran, and I'm sure that Trump would like to extract himself from that because it's also compromising, in some degree, the balance of power. The balance of power in Asia, for example, which is where Trump is meeting Xi. And it's very important when you look at that procedure, the protocol, the ceremony. Who was it that met with President Trump? It was the vice president, but a vice president that holds no political or military power. So in that regard, I think it was a demonstration of China's advanced position in this conflict. So Trump went there hoping that China would, in some way, assist him in ending the conflict because Iran is asking for reparations. That's a step up again. And instead, President Xi took advantage of the weakness in this position, in my view, of the United States, and made a negotiation whereby he's promising not to help the Iranians in any future conflict, which, by the way, might be in a few days. At the same time, in exchange, there is on the table whether or not the United States will follow through with a defense deal for Taiwan. And as you might realize, Taiwan is not going to invade China anytime soon, but there is the possibility of China invading Taiwan. So having a strong and well-defended Taiwan would, I would think, keep the balance of power, but this has now been eroded by that deal with China. So you want a prediction from me, which is always shaky ground, but I would say that there may be hostilities just unless there is a deal in Iran within the next few days. I'm also looking at Cuba. The Castro running Cuba is also they're talking about ways of finding legitimate reason for arresting him. And so the future is not being, I think that we have been diminished in the Western world by this deal and this Iran conflict and the arrangement with Xi. So that's how I see it at the moment.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
Oh, doing very well. And what a beautiful day we have over here, don't we?
Are you still on holiday?
I wouldn't call it exactly holiday, but I have been traveling around with my father and giving him a great time. We've been out dancing. We've been seeing Warkworth. We've been seeing the north and beautiful beaches and a beautiful time. So, yes.
Yeah. Hey, talking about things political, of course, the media. There was a hapless CBS reporter who failed to get the right documents, so he had to do his report on the visit by Xi and Trump from Taiwan, the enemy, as they call it. This poor guy was brought in by CBS under new ownership, and the ratings have gone through the floor.
Very important to get all those details correct. And while we're on those details, you know, Trump has been in trouble for saying that he doesn't care about the financial situation of Americans, if you followed that report, and the consequences of saying that. And there may be political consequences in saying that, but I do understand why he said that. Because if he were to go and say, yes, I'm terrified that it's going to cost the country and that people are going to suffer through this financially and it's going to go in, that is giving leverage to Iran. So if Iran knows that Trump is so weakened by the Strait blockade that he's going to, you know, and he's trying to negotiate it away, so he can't say that he's worried by that just because he's a negotiator that has had a lot of experience of how leverage works. So I kind of forgive him for saying that.
Yeah.
But politically, that can be dynamite.
Well, they did say late last night, that the Strait of Hormuz is open. That's the Iraqi view on it. I don't know what's happened today. Has it changed again, has it?
Well, it's all about sovereignty. And so Iran is demanding that they have sovereignty, which means that they could set any price. They could, just as Trump has done, place any tariff. They could control the straits in Chinese money. They could do, there's an enormous amount of how they could shape trade in politics and in war through those straits. So this is unresolved, even if some ships are getting through now.
It's all kind of sad as world politics, and of course back in the UK, Keir Starmer is under pressure. There have been calls for him to leave. He's been.
It's amazing how much pressure he can survive. That would be my assessment.
All the buzzards are gathering to eat his flesh, as they say, because there's a guy called Ed Miliband. There's a mayor of a town, and of course it's also seen the rise of Nigel Farage for Reform UK. So British politics is in a bind at the moment.
It is, and like they say in a Chinese curse, may your times be interesting. And they are. And also, by the way, a little note about Marco Rubio. I know you follow him. He's a very able statesman. But they let him into the country of China by modifying his name. Did you hear that story?
No, I didn't. He met the Pope. He's trying to repair bridges with the Pope, of course. But there is...
Yes, he's trying to do a great deal. But, of course, he was there as Secretary of State with Trump entering China, but he's been banned from entering China because a little while ago he came out with a lot of statements about human rights and their, you know, violations of human rights and came out strongly against that, for which he was banned by China. So the way they got around it was that they changed his name and they added a different phonetic to his name to let him in the country. It's an interesting but anecdotal story of something deeper that we have. So they've kept their rules, they've kept their laws, but they've just changed his name.
And of course, there is talk in Washington that Rubio is going to replace J.D. Vance as Trump's running mate. So I think...
Those are the rivals, yes, absolutely. And insight there from you. And also, I do also have to say from our program last week, and they opened the doors to the UFOs. They opened the doors to all the information about all those sightings through all the way back to the 60s, even on the moon with Buzz Aldrin. But this week, there have been no alien visits.
Great story. Hey, we'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's a mom. She's a mom.
Columbus and the Invaders, the late Ray Columbus, New Zealand Music Month. She's a mod. Good afternoon, Dwayne Porter.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You've got some vessels here that are adhering to their schedules, or if they are, they would have been out at, this is the port of Tauranga, is it?
Yes.
And so you have examples of container vessels?
Yes.
Which were they?
What you got in the list in front?
Urbana, yes. Mercurio, Bravo,
yep,
both container ships, they came from Napier.
Yep.
Okay.
So she's already in now, getting loaded.
And logs?
Yep. What? We've got four big shipments of logs already in the port at the moment, and there's still about another three sitting out there wanting to come in.
And a vessel specialising in the transport of kiwi fruit.
Yes, it's a big market on kiwi fruit at the moment. It's about 90,000 tonne of kiwi fruit is sitting in the cool store at the moment. So it's a big market at the moment that all the kiwi fruit's got to be taken out of the cool store and straight on the boat.
The usual trade in fertiliser?
Yes, pretty good trade in the fertiliser mills. Pretty well quiet at the moment with the fertilizer. They, you know, the shipment's coming in, so and then she'll unload what she's got and then carry on to the next destination.
And so, is there any sign of fuel?
Yes. We've got fuel. Just had some confirmation from Timaru that there's a fuel boat sitting in there at the moment. She's getting unloaded of fuel, and then she's going straight over to Malaysia to pick up another load to send back to Malaysia. So we've got a fuel boat coming in tonight, and got another one arriving on Wednesday, and then another one arriving in June. So at the moment, we've got enough fuel do the whole thing. Even like last week, there was three shipments of fuel went down to Lyttelton. So South Island's got enough loaded at the moment. So then we've got Timaru, and then it's going to work its way up to Napier, and then from Napier it's going to work its way up to Tauranga and then to Marsden Point. So the one that's running out of fuel, haven't got enough fuel at the moment, is Wellington, because the boat's sitting in Marsden Point at the moment, getting loaded, and then she's unloaded, and then she's taking half the load at what she's got on,
yep,
all the way down to Wellington. So it's pretty well good. So the fuel.
Let's hope it all stays on schedule. Otherwise, we'll all be riding bikes.
Yep.
Well, we will be, but the problem is that it's the fuel, you know, since the government has brought the fuel from Z has got a contract to say, yes, we can actually do it.
Anyway, thank you for that information on how Tapu scored a big win, 100 points plus against Te Awamutu yesterday. We won't go very far with that, but first of all... This week we farewelled another Coronation Street original, the man who played David Barlow, Ken Barlow's brother, Alan Bothwell. He died in his 90s this week. He was married, of course, to Irma Ogden, Stan and Hilda's daughter, in Coronation Street. So we farewelled another Coronation Street actor this week. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Good afternoon. It's probably been a while since he was on Coronation Street.
Yeah, it has been. Of course, he was a soccer player, but he injured himself. Yeah, farewell to him. And as I said, he was married to Irma Ogden for a while.
I got your note, your watch comment about the city council debt.
$1 million.
Is it a million or a billion?
No, sorry, $1 billion.
Yeah, I thought I heard it right.
Add a few noughts to it. I'm a bit angry about that.
I think we're all going to celebrate that milestone by increasing our rates.
Oh, he's got his crystal ball out.
Because my father, when he was county clerk, he was charged with the finances of the whole county of Northland. When he retired, it was debt-free because of his careful management and finances and spending. 20 years later, I met his deputy, who is now the county clerk, in the supermarket. He remembered me from being introduced to him by my father. And he said, you know, your father is a very shrewd businessman. The council now is in millions of dollars of debt. And that's going back 30-odd years ago.
Well, I did put a thing on Facebook this week that I think we need a city commissioner. Which would replace the city council. I think Tauranga had one for a while, for about 3 years. I think it's time that we get some answers from the city council. Why are we $1 billion in debt?
I think it's been building up very quickly over time. Started off with the V8s, I think, and then it just went downhill ever since.
Yeah. Listen, we haven't had the V8s for nearly 10 years. But
and they painted the streets and put pot plants in them and whatnot.
And putting all those speed bumps, like on the one of the bridges. It's the Claudelands Bridge as you come in.
Yes, I've been across there.
Yeah, and there's speed bumps all the way across that bridge. We'll have more next week for you, Trevor. Thank you for coming in. It's time to go. We've had a fun New Zealand Music Month next week, and we'll have more on the billion-dollar debt. We'll keep talking about it if the City Council don't talk about it. It's coming up 2 o'clock. Stand by for the one and the only.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.